Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Last week on our radio program, we shared with you the first part of our CEF of Illinois ministry report. This past summer was a unique summer, starting off with our CEF Summer Missionary Training School, where we trained 47 young people, high school through college age, to minister to children all summer long, whether that was through our 7-week overnight camp ministry in Washington, Illinois at Camp Good News, or teaching those backyard Bible clubs, Fide clubs, all across the state. But in addition to doing a regular summer ministry outreach, the CEF of Illinois State Office team did something unique. We jumped to the other side of the world and did a 3-week missions trip with CEF of Uganda in East Central Africa. It was an amazing trip from stem to stern. In 3 weeks' time, our 6-person team ministered to over 11,400 people, including 10,000-plus children and over 1,200 adults, through a combination of school ministry, Sunday school ministry, speaking in churches, and teaching training of adults who serve as children's ministry workers, including both staff and volunteers. Wow, what a fruitful missions trip. This week in our radio program, we're going to pick up where we left off in our CEF of Illinois ministry report, beginning when our CEF state office team is coming back from their missions trip in Uganda back here to Illinois. Why? Because the mission is not over. And right before we got on the plane, I've been to Africa, like I said, several times. There was this sign at the gate. It was right at our plane's gate there in Entebbe in Uganda. And it's a sign, I don't know if you can see it, it says, "The mission is not over." And behind that it has the Great Commission verse of Matthew 28:19-20. Isn't that amazing? There, right there at the gate in the Entebbe airport. And that just touched my heart because I'm like, God, you know, I can't wait to come back here again, but you're the one that's going to have to open the door. But, you know, I'll take encouragement from here that the mission is not over. But at the same time, it really was not over, because the moment we touched ground here in the United States, in Chicago here, the very next day, not even one day off, we jumped right back into 5-day clubs, and we had another 3 or 4 weeks to go. So we didn't even stop, not even for one day, and the jet lag we dealt with for about another 2 weeks later. So we continued for another 3 or 4 weeks of doing 5-day clubs, but we did have some difficulties this summer. We've never really ran into it before, but we had a hard time scheduling all the clubs that we usually do, and so some of our clubs didn't fill up all the way, and also some of the clubs that we did schedule, for some reason, the children just didn't show up, and so by the second or third day, we had to cancel clubs. So we had a little problem. We had more summer missionaries than we had clubs for them to teach, but as a state office, we're like, that's not a problem. We'll just call some of our CF staff across the state. So we sent 2 of our teams. One of them went to Rockford, and the other one went up to Grays Lake Zion area in north of Chicago, and they had a wonderful time, and they continued the ministry. Another ministry that we do besides camp ministry and 5-day club ministry is also fair ministry, and so a lot of our local chapters, this is another way that they minister to children in addition to the 5-day clubs and so forth. We actually did that for the state office. We partnered together with Nancy and Carrie, Pastor Carrie France, and we helped with a 1-day outreach at Dunlap Days. And then we did another fair ministry, I think it was called Old Settlers Day at Putnam County Fair. And we're hoping that to get into, I think it's called the Heart of Illinois or the Heart of Central Illinois, we're thinking about getting into that fair next year. That's one of our plans to do. But it wasn't just us that do this fair ministry. And by the way, I don't know if you can see it, is every child or teenager that comes into the booth, we want to share with them the gospel message using the colors of the wordless book, the gold, dark, red, clean, and green. So we share with them the message of salvation. And one of our local chapters up in Joliet, Illinois, they did a different type of fair ministry. They did a ministry called a back-to-school fair, where they did a backpack distribution. And I wanted to share that with you because they shared with me just last week. I was getting my stats, my report from across the state, from our different, our 25 missionaries that we have in our 6 different local offices. And so Joliet shared with me in this one backpack distribution event, they had 10 children that trust in Christ and 9 adults, 9 parents, because the families came with them. And so anytime we can not only see the gospel, we want to share the gospel with children, but anytime we can see the gospel then going and impacting the whole family, I mean, that's what we want to see.
So all together, you put all that together for the camp, the 5-day Clubs of Fear ministry, we minister to this summer 1,815 children and 99. Where's the other one? I really want it to be 100. So 99 children made a salvation profession of faith in Christ, plus those 9 adults. So let's give praise to the Lord for what he has done. And by the way, as I've shared with you before, that doesn't even include our Uganda missions trip too. So we just praise the Lord for this open door that he has done. Now, I don't want you to think, and I don't think you would think this, but I don't want to make it seem like summer ministry is all that Child Evangelism Fellowship does. By far, no, that's not the case. We are not just a summer thing, we're a year-round ministry. And so we have many different ministry outreaches. But one of our main ministry outreaches that we have during the school year in particular is those after schools and good news clubs. And so we've been recovering from COVID. Pastor Brian was sharing me how things are going in Illinois. So it's taken quite some years to build back up from where we were before. We were close to 80, and so now we're at 65 right now. So we're getting there. But that 65 doesn't just represent one Good News Club. That represents weekly Good News Clubs that's happening every week. So imagine about 1,000 children statewide every week, once a week, are staying after school, and then the team comes in and they get to hear the Bible and the message of salvation once a week. So we praise the Lord for this opportunity that God has given to us. And we want to share the gospel message with as many children as we possibly can. And I would love to see us get in even more schools. I would love to see that number be 100 sometime or 200. But I'm going to say something that may be a little bit shocking. My goal is not just to get into more schools. I want to get more schools, but schools are just a building. The reason why we want to get in more schools is because why? That's where the children are. So wherever and however we can minister to children, whether it's in school, out of school, whatever we need to do, that's what we need to do, because there's so many children that need to hear the gospel. So we want to share the gospel with as many children as possible, as whole groups, like we got to do in Uganda, but also to share the gospel one-on-one, because we want every child to have the opportunity to hear a clear presentation of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, including a little boy named Deshaun. So this did not happen in Illinois, but I used to work in South Carolina, so I knew about it. So I wanted to share with you this story, this testimony. It's called Deshaun's Story.
As an educational administrator, we want our kids to learn, grow, and develop a hunger for knowledge. When you encounter a child who is just plain terrible in class, you will try just about anything to help him. Deshaun was a second grade boy who was awful in every way. We saw the pattern in first grade, so we paired him with an outstanding second grade teacher. But by the third week of school, it was obvious that we were headed towards a crisis with Deshaun. I met with his teacher week 3 of school and she said, "I don't know what else to do. I have tried everything I can to help him." As a school, we jumped in and tried other things to engage and encourage Deshaun in the classroom, but after a few more painful weeks of class, his teacher was just about through. During another conversation on how we could help Deshaun, she asked, "What is this good news club that meets after school? Do you think it could help? I'll try anything." So that week, with his parents' approval, Deshaun went to his first good news club. The very first day, the club coordinator was standing at the door to greet the children. And she said, "Deshaun, we are so glad to see you." And to be truthful, I am not sure anyone had said that to Deshaun all year long. As Deshaun met his small group leader, they quickly created a bond over Cadillacs, and Mr. Bill began to love on Deshaun and help him complete assignments for prizes and gave him a snack. The group moved to song time, and there were motions to the lyrics and allowed Deshaun to move. And he was good with that. As the club continued, Deshaun loved it and wasn't a problem at all. My skepticism was slowly relieved as I watched all this transpire through the classroom window. Monday, however, Deshaun was back in my office. But when I called his mom, her response was different. She said, "Mr. Mansell, I am so sorry for what he did, but Deshaun sure does like Good News Club. Please don't take that away. He really, really loves it." After 2 more weeks, on his third week at club, Deshaun was asking questions about the Bible lesson, and unbeknownst to me, Deshaun decided to place his trust in Jesus. The following Monday morning, I saw Miss Metlin, his teacher, marching down the hall to me. And I said, "Oh no, what did Deshaun do this time?" And she said, "It's not what he did. What did you do to Deshaun?" It's been an amazing morning. He has been chatting all morning about the lessons from the Good News Club, but no one minds in the class about him talking about it because he's not bothering them anymore. As a school principal, there are a few things that are always helpful and will be received well. If you can help us bring up test scores and limit the amount of discipline referrals, we're open to just about anything. And when the Good News Club came to our school, that is exactly what happened.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the second part of our CF Illinois ministry report that focused not only on this past summer ministry, but also on our school year ministry, particularly with the after-school Good News Clubs in the public schools. Next week, we will continue to share more with you about the after-school Good News Clubs here in the Central Illinois area. But keep in mind, Good News Clubs can be held anywhere in Illinois, wherever children are at, and in particular, they can be held in the public school immediately after school, just like in any other community group that's accessing the public school facilities through equal access. Please pray with us, though, because we want to be in all the schools the Lord would have us to be this fall season, and that the Lord would go before us and open those doors one by one, particularly in the public schools, to minister to children. Why? Because that's where the children are, and it's our heart's desire to reach as many children with the gospel as possible and share with each child, just like in that Deshaun story, a clear presentation of the gospel so the children can hear and understand and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry, or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God, and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.